Good afternoon, everyone. Isn't it a beautiful Sabbath? I love the warmth. It's just great. Pentecost, wasn't it a great holy day? Did you really enjoy Pentecost? What a day of inspiration and great fellowship, great food. Our spiritual batteries have been charged and God-breathed enthusiasm. Having God's Spirit filled with the bread of life and Christ in us. Isn't it exciting? Fulfilling? Are you spiritually charged and pumped up? Come on now. Are you? Yeah. Raise your hand if you are. Raise your other hand if you are. You might have just experienced that Pentecostal revival. Be careful. You know, saying this, I'm reminded of a story I heard many years ago, told by the comedian Bill Cosby, a story I hope will illustrate to you the purpose of my message. A story, to me, it's a humorous story that makes a point so true in our lives today. A story of how a coach exhorted and encouraged and excited his football team. It was halftime, and the teams had gone into their locker rooms, and the losing coach could see defeat in the faces of his players. He sought ways to excite his team, to enthuse them with a warrior spirit. He filled their minds with a zeal to win, not to quit, but to conquer their foes. During their halftime, the coach brought the spirit of his team from defeatism and giving up to a team of heroes, never accepting defeat, conquering warriors, ready to do or die on the gridiron. They were ready. They were enthused. They were pumped. They were in a frenzy, jumping with fervor to fight, yelling they were going to murder those bums when they went back out into the gridiron. They ran to the door, a horde of gridiron gladiators. And the door was locked. Aren't we in some ways like those gridiron gladiators, committed, cleansed, and refreshed from the Passover, making a conscious effort to put leavening out of our homes and sin out of our lives from the Feast of Unleavened Bread, eagerly counting the Sabbaths toward the Feast of Weeks of the First Fruits, with anticipation of keeping that 50th day, the day of Pentecost, the day that commemorates his saints, the church, receiving the gift of God, the power of his Holy Spirit. Having just imbibed of the bread of life and drank of the living waters earlier this week, do we find ourselves enthused, pumped up, filled with God's Holy Spirit, eager to go out into the world and fight the fight of a Christian? To bury the old man? To walk in the Spirit? Or have we gotten to the door of our minds, and although eager to do what we know is right to do, we find the door is locked, and our minds wanting to slip back to the same old, same old? But the story doesn't end here. Our minds are not locked. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 8. Chapter 8 and verses 1 and 2. In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, it reads, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." No, the door to our minds is not locked. We are free. We'll read over in Galatians 5. I don't want to turn there, but I'm going to just quote the scripture to you. Galatians 5, verse 1. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ makes us free." The door to our minds is not locked. Notice in verse 10 of Romans 8. In verse 10 of Romans 8, notice how it reads, "And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." What have we been learning through these past spring holy days? To put sin out of our life, to walk in the Spirit. And now we know that we have the power of Almighty God at our fingertips. No, at our mind's fingertips. All we need to do is ask, and it will be given to us. In verse 13 of Romans 8, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, and will live. For many are led by the Spirit of God. These are the sons of God." What an opportunity we have. What a great opportunity we have. And how it's been spelled out to us so clearly in these last spring and these past spring holy days. The purpose of this message is to remind us that the door to our minds is not locked if we are in Christ and if we remain in Christ. My first point is that we need to understand who we are and what we were. You know, Paul did not forget what he was. Look at verse 18 in chapter 7 of Romans. Verse 18 of chapter 7. Paul says, "For I know that in me there, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find." Is that what we find in our lives? Do you get right to the door and for some reason or other you feel like the door is locked? It's not locked. But that's how we feel, and that's how our attacker would like for us to feel. For the good that we do not, but the evil that we would not do, that we practice, says Paul. Verse 25 of chapter 7. I thank God, though Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. There is therefore, in verse 1 of chapter 8, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Our goal is to remain in Christ, not just have Christ in us, as the verse reads, but to remain in Christ. Turn with me, if you will, to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And in verse 16, it says, I say, in Galatians 5, verse 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's the action, walking in the Spirit. If you're walking in the Spirit, you're moving, you're doing action. You are doing that what you want to do. That I would do, I do not. But there, in this case, we would be doing it because we had the power of Almighty God to help us to do it. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then down in chapter 5, I want to read in verse 8 and 9. Chapter 6 of Galatians, verse 8 and 9. For he who sows to his flesh, will of the flesh, reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, will of the Spirit, reap everlasting life. Isn't that what we're here for? And let us not grow weary while doing good. No, there's the encouragement that we receive. Let us not grow weary while we are doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. We need to remain in Christ. My second point is, beware of the enemy of apathy. There is no same old in Christ Jesus. Beware of the enemy of apathy. There is no same old. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, we read in verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Why go to all the trouble that we are going to, the fight that we have, the suffering that we go through, the things that we know to do in our lives so that we walk in according to the flesh? Why grieve God's Spirit and throw that away? It's not worth it. What's worth it is the kingdom, to be in God's kingdom, to be in his family, and to have everlasting life. Verses 23 and 24 in Ephesians says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, to true and true righteousness and holiness. That is our challenge. When we get to the door of our minds, it's not locked because we have God's Spirit. That is the key that unlocks the mind and frees us so that we have that liberty and so that we have the strength to be able to walk in according to the flesh or to the Spirit, according to the Spirit. My third point, be imitators of God as his dear children. Be imitators of God as his dear children. Turn to chapter 5 in Ephesians. Well, it's probably on the same page in your Bible. Chapter 5 in Ephesians. Therefore, in the first verse, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Did we not learn just in this past feast of Pentecost that the offering, the wave offering, was the wave offering of the first fruits with the sin offering, which represents Jesus Christ? The bread, the wave offering, Jesus Christ, the sin offering, together they were waved to God. And what were the words that were said in the scriptures? A sweet-smelling aroma to God Almighty. We've had several full and filling spring festival days culminating in the day of Pentecost, during which the bread of life and the drink of living waters has been most fulfilling. Let's remember how to perform, not locking the door of our minds, but walking according to the Spirit. Let's not fall into the pit of same old, or grieve the Holy Spirit. God has invested much into us. He gave us his only Son. Let us be imitators of God as his dear children, walking in love as Christ also loved us, offering ourselves with Christ as a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma, a pleasing aroma to God Almighty, a wave offering. The door is not locked. I hope and pray that you will be pumped up as I with the Spirit and do not grow weary in well-doing.